How did the story come about? It isn't always a good idea to talk about formative elements behind a story. It can destroy the magic. As Jack Vance says, when erudition comes in, poetry departs. A similar thing is said in that fascinating film, The Prestige. They'll want to know your secret, but once they know it, they won't respect you anymore. But on the other hand, I'm fascinated by the whole process too, the amazing ways elements link up to create a story in the imagination. So this is how it happened with Jachman at the Other Gates. First of all, words do it almost every time for me. On page 102 of Jeffrey Kackkirk's book, The Word Museum, I found the word Jachman, an old name for beggars who used to counterfeit documents. On page 135, there was the word Other Gates, an old Scots word for in another manner, by another road. I put them together and had the title, Jachman at the Other Gates. I often start this way, with an intriguing and evocative title. I had it for months, just waiting for a story to follow. It's how I often work, just wait around for an intriguing and evocative title to work its magic, draw other bits and pieces in until there's a connection. In this case, it was when a friend gave me Simon Marsden's book, The Twilight Hour, about Celtic ideas of the supernatural. On page 10, it mentioned edges, the thin points where the ancient Celts believed the other worlds pushed through. Suddenly I had the idea for a house named Tessian's Edge, set in the Blue Mountains outside of Sydney. I often visit the Norman Lindsay Gallery at Falconbridge in the Blue Mountains, and the name Tessian's Edge resonated with the Lindsay House and the movie Sirens, which quickly brought other associations with other movies I admire, Sleuth, The Draftsman's Contract, and so on. That's how it went. I've always loved Norman Lindsay's 1930 etching, Pan's Hour, too, and from the moment I had Tessian's Edge, I knew that would have to be part of it. What really set the story rushing ahead was reading Colin Blakemore's Mechanics of the Mind. That book gave me a wealth of information on lobotomies and lobotomy instruments, and also introduced me to anamorphosis, the idea of hiding portraits inside distortions. A lovely personal touch came when I visited my dear friend Harlan Ellison in October 2006 in LA and mentioned this concept at the dining table. He told me to look behind me, and there, lo and behold, was a set of Pelloni's coffee cups and saucers with anamorphosic images hidden in their designs. Only when the cups were in place could you identify the images on the saucers. That was real serendipity, just one more of those things that makes writing stories so exciting. You so often discover what you need as you go along. Add to all this my long-time fascination with mirrors, already featured in my story One Thing About the Night, and my decades-long admiration for John Fowle's The Magus and Poe's stories like Fall of the House of Usher. And there you have it. The idea of having a filmmaker about to make his first feature really brought it all together in a very satisfying way.